The smell of fresh, hot blueberry muffins and sweet chocolate pastries bum-rushed my senses as I walked through the bakery door. I was instantly in a better mood. I hadn't met Alex before. We had exchanged a few short emails after being introduced by an avid networker that we both know. Shortly after, we had decided that an in-person meeting would probably be a good next step. So I suggested Friday at about 10 a.m., and he suggested this amazing bakery. I liked him already. The meeting started with a typical handshake, confident smile. Small talk revealed similar interest, similar education and family life, and he asked a lot of interesting questions, and he was very sincere. And he had mentioned that he had heard about me from several other people who had nothing but good things to say about me, and he complimented my work. And then before wrapping up, he gave me a few insights on how to connect with a few other people that might be prospective clients. Well, no wonder that he came highly recommended. That was one of the best business meetings that I had had in months, and he made it easy for me to like him. He was likable. If you want to succeed, you've got to do the same. Whether you want to build a business or a side hustle or side income, personal brand, you've got to get people to like you too. But there is this one problem. On the internet, you don't really have the opportunity to meet face to face, to offer that comforting smile or that handshake, chair laugh. And you really can't smell the delicious baked goods when you organize a meeting at a really nice bakery. So you just don't get the personal touch, the smile on your face. And you probably don't have as much time to tell your story or share your passion or actively listen and ask good questions. Most of the time, you're just fighting for attention. Getting people to like you online isn't necessarily difficult, but it does take some time and effort and perhaps a little creativity. And so I want to help get you started. So I'm going to give you 5 timeless tips to make people like you online. But before I do, I want to stop and say welcome to Quit Pinching Pennies, the faith-based podcast for moms and dads and people of faith who want to work less and give more, who want to quit pinching pennies so they can help other people and maybe adopt, homeschool, work from home, just be more generous with their time. I call it faith-based lifestyle design or the 4-hour work week for people of faith. And I'm your host and teacher, Dave Mooring, and I'm certainly glad that you are here listening. Now back to our tips, 5 tips to make people like you online. Number 1, be generous and add value. Being generous offline can often range from a simple, maybe a powerful handwritten note, maybe buy somebody a free coffee or a free drink at your next meeting, an unexpected favor. Being generous online is still a little bit tricky to most people. It doesn't have to be complicated or complex. In fact, one great way to be generous is to simply just share valuable content, to give people good advice, specialized information, or share relevant tips, tools, tricks, even news. Twitter's full of people sharing great content. Just take a look at the popular business feed or brand or personality that you like and just see all the links that they share, things that they're sharing too. And they're not necessarily posting their own content. They're posting links to content written and published by other people. In short, they kind of become a curator of content, a curator of resources and a value. And you might ask, does that really get them attention? Well, absolutely. Take a look at a couple of people like Larry Kim or Guy Kawasaki in the business and marketing space, or even my good friend L from Couple Money Podcasts, and just look at their Twitter feed and see all the articles that they share that they didn't even write. And posting links to articles and news isn't all they do, but it is a large part of what they do. So you might be asking, well, what would you share? Well, the key here is to understand what your audience wants or what they need to know. Are they small business owners looking for information about time management, productivity, sales, or HR hiring best practices? Or is your audience foodies, people looking for great tips on wine or gourmet chocolate or imported cheeses? Or maybe they're do-it-yourselfers, people at home doing home repair, yard maintenance, things like that. You know, regardless of the niche, connecting with your customers with valuable content, content that you've taken time to sort out and find and gather and share, that'll show your generosity, and it's going to go a long way towards building your likability. So whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or maybe you're just blogging or sending out an email newsletter, just make sure that you put enough effort in to find some few good links and just see what happens when you start sharing a little bit more. You know, after all, just think about, you probably read a lot of blogs about a topic that you're interested in, so you probably know what's good and what's not. and what's valuable and what's not. So you can kind of sort through the junk and then pull out the highlights and send those along, and you're going to save people time and help them discover value and tips and things that they wouldn't normally find. So that's the first tip, and the first way to make people like you online is to be generous and add value. The second tip is just to help others get what they want. So there's a good quote from Zig Ziglar that basically says, you can have everything in life you want if you will just help other people get what they want. When you think about it, if you help other people win and you take time to invest in other people, then you'll usually find that those people will return the favor, and you'll build network and relationships. And you know how that might work in real life is if you see somebody promoting an event on Twitter, well, go ahead and retweet their post or mention them or tell others about the event, share a link to the event, share it with a group that maybe they don't know about, and mention them or ask them to join your group, and give them a chance to mention that. Invite someone to be a guest post on your blog or interview an up-and-comer on your podcast, a new author or a new blogger. If you see a friend promoting a worthy cause on Facebook, go ahead and like it and comment on it and share it with your group. If you don't know already that, you know, if you have a Facebook page, you're not getting a lot of reach without having to pay for ads and things like that. But when people comment and share and like a post, then Facebook takes that as a signal that it's worthy of being shared, and they'll share it with more people and it'll show up in more people's feeds. My buddy Jay Posey is a best-selling science fiction author, and he's really active on Twitter. You can find him at Hi J Posey. And he does a great job of promoting other authors and organizations and noteworthy causes and things like that. And he's really engaging and he's likable and he's built quite a following and an engagement, met a lot of cool people through just trying to help other people get what they want. And another person that's doing a great job is Jared Easley. And you can find Jared at JAREDEASLEY, Jared Easley. And he's one of the co-founders of the Podcast Movement Conference. And he's constantly shining the spotlight on other people and going out of his way to support and encourage others. So those are, you know, two great examples, I think, of people that are going beyond, above and beyond to help other people. And just be careful when you're trying to promote others that you're making sure that you're doing it behind or for businesses or causes that you can really stand behind and that you know who they are. And then also do it sincerely without expecting anything in return. If you always expect the favor to be returned, you're going to be disappointed because it might not be intentional. Everybody's busy. Sometimes they'll miss your post or they won't see your comment, or maybe they'll get an alert while they're busy with family and they forget to come back to it. I know that happens to me. So don't do it expecting anything in return, but just keep up and eventually it's going to come back around. It's always going to be reciprocated and people will notice. And even if they don't repay the favor, other people are watching and they'll see and they'll like you for that. Tip number three, be humble. People don't like hotshots or endless self-promoters. People don't like people who think more highly of themselves than they really should. So be yourself and be real, but be a little bit humble. Give credit to others. Don't spend all your time trying to get people to like you based on your achievements. You know, if you think of yourself at a cocktail party, nobody likes the person that comes in and just starts telling about all the achievements they've done and the new car they bought and the, you know, all the accolades and awards and things like that. So give it time and let people ask you about it. Bragging and all that's just, it's just not helpful and it's not going to make people like you. And just a word of caution too is be careful about the humble brag. The humble brag, if you're not familiar, is sometimes funny, but ultimately it's not really going to go far to get people to like you. Here's a couple of examples. I found a little post about the humble brag, and here's a quote from a couple of pseudo celebrities or celebrities. I don't even know who they are, except for the last one. But the first quote here from Twitter is, "I'd be the worst at the Price is Right. I brought $20,000 cash to buy a monitor. It was only $350. The second one here is, "I can always tell how drunk the people are on the tour buses that stop by my house by how loud they yell for me to come out. Hashtag bittersweet." And then this last one here is from David Hasselhoff. And the tweet was from a while back. It says, "It's an evening with the Hoff. Britain's Got Talent, followed by my life story on Piers Morgan. Hopefully you won't get sick of me." It's fine to be confident, but, and it's fine to humble brag occasionally if it's tongue in cheek. But when you're being sincerely trying to find a way to work in how awesome you are, even if you're making light of it, people can see right through that. But being humble doesn't mean you can't promote yourself or you can't be outspoken, and you don't have to be passive. And no pun intended, but if you check out Pat Flynn, for example, over at smartpassiveincome.com, he's done a great job of building his brand and his audience, and he's fairly humble. He's not a prideful or a cocky person. In fact, I think he's often called himself the crash test dummy of online business. So he admits that he doesn't know everything, that he's not an expert in everything, but that he's trying and he's genuine and he's sincere and he's humble and people really like him. He's built up a great following and he's doing a lot of great things over there. Tip number four, be remarkable, be awesome, be amazing. Give people what they want or actually give them more than they want. Exceed expectations and wow them. So if you or your product or your service is remarkable, then it won't take a lot of work to make people like you. They just will. A couple of examples. Seth Godin, he's not active on Twitter and Facebook. He doesn't have a big social presence himself. He doesn't spend time on Instagram or Pinterest and things like that. But he writes and he's done a daily blog for 10 or 15 years now. And he provokes thought and he's consistent and he shows up and it's different. And he's built a huge following. And anytime he writes a book, it's a bestseller right off the bat. The people over at Copyblogger or Rainmaker, I've been following them since 2006 or 2007. And the content they put out about writing for the web is always super helpful. They're always generous. They've created tons of free resources and content. And I've ended up buying their themes and I host my website on the Rainmaker platform. And I highly recommend StudioPress as far as a place to get a good WordPress website. And they even have a hosting package and things like that now, which you can find on my resources page. But you don't have to be a big or well-known person to be remarkable. So think about the mom blog or the sports blog or the niche hobby blog that you follow. You follow them because they're different, because they stand out, because they're remarkable. So think about what makes them remarkable and why you like them, and then figure out maybe what that means for you. Like, why do your friends hang out with you, or why do people like you, or what do people say you're good at? And then emphasize those things. Tip number five, last tip, is show up. You have to show up. And I know this personally because I've struggled to show up, honestly, regularly over the past few years. It's not easy for me to share, and it's often pretty uncomfortable. Perhaps like you, I often wonder if or why anybody would be interested in some of the things I have to say. I really don't know why anybody would want to see me much online. And I don't mean that in a humble brag sort of way. But honestly, it's just really hard for me to feel like anybody would have a whole lot of interest. But, and this is important, my desire to help other people and to impact other people and to help you is much, much greater than the discomfort that I have when I share my thoughts or my experiences or even myself. And so that's why I write, and that's why I hit record, and that's why I publish. And you should too. In fact, I'll conclude with this. If I can help you, let me know. I would love to encourage you. If you have any questions, I'd love to answer those questions. You can hit me up at The Mooring, mostly on social media, T-H-E-M-O-O-R-I-N-G. Or you can just search for Dave Mooring or David Mooring, and you should find all my places like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and those types of things. And then I also host a private Facebook group for moms and dads and people of faith who are trying to work less and earn more and give more. And you can find us and join us over there at quitpinchingpennies.com. And that link will just redirect you over to the Facebook group. And then lastly, if you're enjoying the podcast, will you do me a huge favor? Will you head over to iTunes and leave me an honest review and rating? That will help. I know I've got some listeners and I appreciate you. Give them a couple of reviews would help let other people know if it's worth listening to or not. And then also I'd ask you to subscribe so you'll be notified when I release future episodes. But more importantly, even if you do this over those two, I would be greatly appreciative if you would just share it with somebody. So if you're only going to do one thing, just tell somebody else about it. And actually, if you listen to it on iTunes, you can look at the top of the episode information, and there's three little dots on your phone screen. And if you click those dots, you get a little drop down, and one of those is to share. And when you click that, you can text it to somebody or email it to somebody, or or share it. So if you would do that, that would absolutely make my day. My goal is to help as many people as I can. And that's it. Again, don't forget to reach out to me, shoot me an email, join me in the Facebook group, and I will catch you next time. Take care.